Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Faxton, for Save Your Life, The Process Is There. I'm so glad that you're joining me today for another 15 minutes of empowerment as we go through the process of there, which is a faith walk that we use our everyday life, watch the Word of God be proven in us, as we watch God stretch us and refine us and make us, and He fine-tunes us for His glory. He uses our everyday life to remind us of the Word that lives inside of us, to remind us of His Spirit, His life, His power, that we live in a victorious way, even when we are persecuted, even when we are hit, even when life doesn't seem like it's given us the best that we pray for or ask for, we still know that it all works together for our good. This faith walk is not something that you can plan. It's not something that you can chart out. It's an everyday walk where you trust God and believe that He is and that He will reward those that diligently seek after Him, that He will be unto them all that He has called them to be, and He will be the life and He will be the power and the authority in their life. And I'm so glad that God has chosen us to go through this walk, this journey of faith, because we know God. Not just read about God, but we know the God that we read about. We know Him intimately, and we serve Him with everything that's in us. And it's greater than anything in the world, because our service and our love and what we do is just not endless. It's not just us beating the air, but it is something that shows and proves that we are building something that is greater than the natural. There's an everlasting reward. It's an everlasting, eternal blessing. Lives are being changed. God is being glorified. And so many people are really, really in a place that their lives are better because of you, because of who you are, and because of the God inside of you. We've been looking at different people in the Bible, looking at them as not superhuman Christians, looking at them as ordinary, everyday individuals. Even though they lived in a different time, different century, the Word is very prevalent for us and the answer for us. And as we study and watch the lives of these individuals that God has chosen and called for His purpose and His plan, and see the Word of God being performed, even in unlikely candidates, even in folks that it looks like they choose sometimes their own way or walk in their own path or make wrong decisions, because the Word of God cannot fail. The Word brings them right back to the place of what God has assigned to them and the victory that God has already given them. So we see that, and we learn from that, and we apply the wisdom and the instructions that we might grow in the grace and the knowledge of God, that as we learn, as we grow in this grace and we know God in a different realm, more than just head knowledge, but in our everyday life, seeing Him as the I Am, seeing Him as the breasted one, seeing Him as the one that whatever we need Him to be, He shows up as that. If we need Him to be peace today, He shows up as our peace. If we need Him to be joy, He shows up as joy. If we need Him to be the answer, He comes in and He helps us get the answer, whether it's on the job or in our house or with our children or some other situation. He helps provide and meet the needs of our life according to His riches and glory. And as we trust God and we grow in that knowledge, we are changed line on line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth. We are changed for the better. We are changed even the more. We carry even more glory of God as we allow Him to manifest and demonstrate His power. And we have to understand that what we're doing is not something that is foolish. It's foolish to some people because they believe that salvation is for the weak. It is for those who feel like they need a Savior. But I need a Savior because I couldn't save and redeem myself. We needed a Savior because we could not save and redeem ourselves. We did not have the power to change our eternal damnation. We did not have the power to change the course that we were on. We could not save ourselves, redeem ourselves. The state of fallenness that man was in, they needed someone to come in that was able to come in and redeem them from the horrible pit, from the place where all men were going to go, to show them a way out, to be their savior, to be a Boaz, so to speak, to come in and supply to them what they could not give to themselves, and that was salvation. We could not give salvation to ourselves. We could not be good enough for this. We couldn't have enough money for this. Your name couldn't be good enough for this. It had nothing to do with your abilities because you did not have the power to break the chain of bondage, of sin, of slavery, of the enemy over your life. It took a Savior to pay your debt, the debt that you owed. He paid it, and he paid it in full. And because he paid it, because he was the sacrificial lamb, because he was the one that appeased God with a sacrifice that was eternal, it made everything in our lives change. That when we believed in our heart and confessed with our mouth Jesus the Lord, that everything in our lives changed from the inside out. We have an eternal promise, an eternal reward, an eternal Savior, and an eternal salvation, an eternal promise that nothing and no one could ever take from us. As we grow, as we believe, as we receive, as we keep, because Jesus said, if you keep my commandments, then you're mine. So as we keep the commands of God, and he says, I give you a new commandment. I give you a new commandment. Love me with everything that's in you. Love God with everything in you. And love your neighbor as yourself. He said, that's the new commandment, because if you can keep that, then you're going to keep everything else, because there's no way that you can love your neighbor and covet what's your neighbor's and hate your neighbor and murder your neighbor with your mouth or with your actions or your deed or steal from your neighbor and bear false witness against your neighbor. You can't do all those things and love God and love him with everything and then not treat and love your neighbor as yourself. John lets us know, 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So you can't even say, I refuse to love this person, or I choose to give this grace to this person, or I choose, because it's not your grace. It's his. He paid for it. He gave it to you. It's given to you as a gift. When you received him, you received the fullness of all that he is. And that grace is his gift unto us. And we can't choose who we want to give grace to. That's not our grace. It's his grace. You can't choose who you want to show it to, who you want to give it to, who is worthy of enough to receive it. You can't do that. But we give it because it's been given to us. And when we love like he loves, when we do it his way, when we share that love, because we understand that he's covered the multitudes of our sins, and we have done some sinning, and probably would do some more, but he covered it all and said, you are acquitted, no charge. I hold you not guilty. Go ahead and walk in this grace, walk in this mercy, walk in this favor that you've received, and live like I ask you to. Show them who I am through you and your life. So what we're doing, what we do, how we live, how we keep our hearts purified and clean, see, because you can stop a lot of outward stuff but still have a jacked up heart, still have a messed up heart, still have holding people hostage, unforgiveness and resentment and bitterness and complaining and just all of these things. And God says, get rid of all that stuff. Come to me. Let me set you free. Let me give you what you need, because you can get it. You can get it, and it can walk in it and be happy and be loving and not feel like you're a doormat. Because just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you're a doormat. You still can express your feelings, because you can be angry and sin not. Jesus said you can be angry and not sin. What happens is you can be angry because sin is an emotion. I mean, anger is an emotion, but sin is a choice. So I can be angry through my emotions but not choose to sin. So I don't have to be a doormat. I can still discuss the things that I need to discuss and not sin in my heart, my mind, or my actions, or my deeds. Everything about me says that I want to be a praise, a worship, an honor unto the Lord. And because of that, I now give and I get a reward in heaven and in the earth. Lives are touched because of the life that I live. And no, I'm not going to be perfect. Nobody's going to be perfect. But every day I'm striving
by faith. And even in still saying, God, thank you for grace and mercy. If it had not been for you, I would have been so messed up. I would have gloomed it. But thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. So we are moving in the direction of God every single time. And every time we do, we expect God to bless. We expect God to reward, not just in eternity, but down here, because we're doing it his way. There's no way you can diligently seek after God and his way and desire him and desire his plan and desire his way and he not show up with a reward for his people. The word lets us know that God will guide us with his counsel. He has counsel for us for everyday situations so that we walk out of this thing looking like him, so that every day can be a day that he gets glory, that every day can be a day that even if I fall, he still lets me know it's going to be all right. Even if I mess up, even if I didn't say the right thing to the right person at the right time, and even if I didn't do it the way that I should have, he lets me know I'm going to be your counsel. I'm going to be your counsel. And afterwards, he's going to let me receive glory. He's going to show me glory because I do it his way. And I love that. The reward and the inheritance of the saints that we have, it's good. It's a good one. It's a great one. It's just not just eternal, but he does some wonderful things right here on the earth, giving me blessings and benefits right here. He loads me up with blessings and benefits right here on the earth. He makes sure that on the earth, and it doesn't mean that I'm not going to go through anything. Doesn't mean that I'm not going to face trials. Doesn't mean that I'm not going to be tested. It doesn't mean that the weapon is not going to be formed. It just means the weapon that is formed is not going to prosper. That as I trust God and obey God and I do it his way, he's always going to make it look like he said. It's always going to work for my good. I'm always going to allow him to get the glory. I'm always going to allow him to get the praise. I'm always going to let him shine in me. And when he doesn't, I'm asking for mercy and grace and that God goes back on and redeems some time for me that I can make up. If I didn't do it the right way and the right person didn't see the right thing, that I make up, that he redeems that time, gives me another opportunity to show them the grace of God, the love of God. That they don't leave thinking that our God is not sufficient. Our God is not good. Our God is not gracious and merciful. Our God cannot move in our lives and use us. That they see us the way that he sees us. And even in our imperfection, that the grace of God comes in and covers us in our multitudes of errors every single day. So we want to understand that our lives have more meaning than just going to work, just going to church, that we have a reward here in the earth, that God is going to reward us for our diligence, but we're going to have a greater reward in heaven, that there are some things that God has assigned to us in heaven, that is greater than anything ever that we've ever seen here on the earth. The Word of God lets us know that we have to make sure that we don't lose the things that we work for, that we don't allow our flesh, the things that we've been doing, spiritual things that we've been doing, and we've been, you know, persevering and moving in the things of God. Like where we allow the enemy or our flesh to deceive us, and we start operating more for the praise and the glory and the pleasure of us than the praise and the glory of God and his will. And we want to make sure that we safeguard those things, because everything that we're doing is eternal. Everything that we're building is eternal. Everything that we're making is an eternal praise unto God. So we don't ever want to start living more for the flesh and the pleasures of the flesh than the things of God, that we live for ourselves and not for God, that we live for our selfish ambitions more than we do for the pleasure and the glory of God, of loving someone, of helping someone, of showing and demonstrating God's power and love in our life, of being someone that is the light, that's not hiding the light. But we have to understand that that reward that we have is greater than anything. It cannot compare to any measure of blessings, of wealth, of fame, of fortune, of power here on the earth. What we have with God, it outweighs a trillion times over anything on this earth. What we have with God is an everlasting reward, an everlasting blessing, a reward that says, who you were, and I demonstrated you and showed you to an earth who did not know you until you lived through me greatly. I pray that you've been empowered in this 15 minutes of just encouragement and faith walk to let you know that your works, your labors of love are not in vain. Don't give up. Don't start moving to the left or to the right, but keep moving forward on the straight and narrow. Be encouraged to know that what you're doing counts, that somebody's life is being touched by it, and God is having an internal reward being built, being seen in your life in heaven. So don't give up. Keep pressing towards the mark of a higher calling in God, which is in Christ Jesus. Bless you. Be encouraged in the Lord. Thank you so much for joining me on Favor Life, the process of bear, and we'll see you again tomorrow at the same time. God bless you.